This update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch the Bear Internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. As well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, Sea Wing Ace Hardware. Also by More Motor Sales Akiro, your family owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep and Ram dealer. I am Tate Servance here at Thumb Broadcasting. I have news for the hour. The Huron County Board of Commissioners will be at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, December 9th. In the meeting room of the Huron County building in downtown Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, the meeting will start with Region 7 Area Agency on Aging, new CEO Dana Altum, introducing herself to the board, and Huron County Economic Development Director Samantha Schnettler, presenting the Brownfield Redevelopment Authority Report. The agenda also notes that the board is expected to approve the purchase of two cybersecurity subscriptions for the network of the county building, Sheriff's Office, and Central Dispatch from Nomic Networks at a cost of $10,119. They are also looking to employ Terry Jimkowski as a part-time deputy for corrections, transports, and work crew. Jimkowski will start duties on December 10th. There is also a resolution the commissioners will review regarding opting out of PA 152 requirements in 2026. The Huntington Bank informed the Frankenmuth Police Department and the Frankenmuth Chamber of Commerce that fake $100 bills are circulating, as well as some $50 bills. Several local businesses have deposited fake $100 bills over the past 2 weeks. The appearance of the fake bills is described as an older-style bill with a texture that feels a bit thicker than real currency. A distinguishing feature is that the bills have a small logo face in the center, which likely means a poor-quality security imitation. These bills are passing the iodine pen test, but they are failing when they go through verification at financial institutions. The Frankenmuth Police Department Chief Don Maurer urges businesses and consumers to make sure to check the security features built in the money. Real currency has security threads, color shifting ink, and watermarks. When in doubt, refuse the bill. If you suspect you received counterfeit money or witness someone attempting to pass it, notify a store manager and the Frankenmuth Police by calling 911. Do not put yourself in danger. In at least two reported incidents last week, the suspect used a specific method of operation, and included ordering food or a low-cost item, paying for it with the $100 bill, taking the change, but leaving the premises without the food order or goods. The Frankenmuth Police Department is working on the issue and networking with other agencies to identify the culprits. As always, if you see something, say something. Do not hesitate to call 911 if you see a suspicious vehicle or person, even if it is in a business parking lot or a commercial area. A 53-year-old Hemlock man has been formally charged in Saginaw County after an armed standoff earlier this week in which police officers came under rifle fire but were not hurt. Authorities say the incident happened December 2, 2025, on the 4,000 block of North Fordney Road in Hemlock, where the suspect allegedly fired multiple shots at officers. Prosecutors report that he used an AR-15-style rifle to shoot at officers who were inside an armored Bearcat vehicle during the standoff. The man faces three felony counts: felonious assault, weapons and felony firearm, and assaulting, resisting, or obstructing a police officer. Court officials set bond at $30,000 on the felonious assault charge and $10,000 each on the firearm and assaulting, resisting, obstructing counts, and no injuries were reported in the incident. We will be right back after this brief commercial.
Hi, Todd Bowers here with More Motors of Caro. Our selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram is the best it's ever been. When you shop More Motors of Caro for your next vehicle purchase, you get to experience car buying the way it should be. Fair, open, and honest. It's simple, yet so many other dealers, especially city dealers, can't follow through like we do. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motors of Caro, locally owned since 1965. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving the Caro.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from More Motors. Here at More, unlike city dealers, we will not charge you a prep fee. What we care about here at More is giving you a great buying experience, and helping you pick the right vehicle is a big part of that. Here at More's, we constantly get vehicles in that aren't here long enough to advertise. So please call us and tell us exactly what you're looking for in case it's not in stock. Our staff is ready to take care of you before, during, and most importantly, after the sale.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Seaboing Ace Hardware.
And we are back. In other news, President Donald Trump has issued a pardon to former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, who had been convicted in the United States on charges tied to large-scale cocaine trafficking, drawing criticism from anti-corruption advocates and some members of Congress. In Sudan, the Rapid Support Forces claim to have captured Babanusa, described as the last main stronghold of the Sudanese armed forces, and West Kordofan, further shifting the balance of power in the country's ongoing civil war. We will be right back after this brief advertisement.
Big changes are coming, and it's important for your computer to keep up. Windows 10 has officially reached its end of life, which means Microsoft will no longer provide security updates or patches. The only way to stay protected is to upgrade to Windows 11, and the AVS Tech team is here to help. Without Windows 11, your personal data becomes much more vulnerable to viruses, malware, and spyware. The tech team's qualified technicians will check your computer's compatibility with Windows 11 so you know exactly what to expect. If your current computer isn't ready for the upgrade, don't worry. The tech team can help you find the perfect new PC that fits your needs and budget. When making the switch, the tech team will securely and seamlessly transfer your important files and data, making sure nothing gets lost along the way. Visit the tech team in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943. Stay secure and upgrade now with the AVS Tech Team.
And this news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business, as well as your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Seawing Ace Hardware. As well as your also by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. My name is Tate Cervantes, and this was your news for the 12 o'clock hour.